everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of June 11th through 17th, 2012. The week the ISU Congress from Kuala Lumpur makes us all mad with their decisions. As I record this Sunday evening, they haven't released the full communication of everything they passed, but have released a summary of what they call the key decisions. One that will annoy everyone first. They've adopted the resolution to only have congresses every 4 years, though they'll have what they've dubbed a forum in Dublin in 2014, but no elections then, so we're stuck with Ottavia Cinquanta as president until 2016 now. There's some other restructuring done as well, rule changes that make it easier for provisional members to gain full membership, stronger rules against betting by those involved in the sport, and new examinations for referees and judges. Also, they're going to cut 4 teams after the shorts and pairs and ice dance at the Olympics, though they aren't reducing the number of entries yet. But the smaller federations did band together and managed to block the making of the preliminary rounds permanent, which seems to be making the skaters happy, or at least those who've tweeted about it. It did not make Skate Canada happy, on the other hand, to hear they'll have to pay for everyone skating their short programs. Rumor even has had it, they're claiming they can't afford to host Worlds now. Though Russian Federation head Alexander Gorshkov, who spoke about the Congress to the Russian media a little bit, denies this, saying yes, they're unhappy at having the sprung on them, but they aren't going that far. Officially, the Canadian Federation is just delaying sailing single events tickets, if only because the scheduling now has to be done over. The proposed rule to force junior skaters who compete senior to stay there ended up getting withdrawn from the council, but all 3 international levels have had their age rules changed. The summary doesn't give details on what's changed for the junior skaters, but the proposal to make the 15 before July 1st rule apply to all senior internationals has passed, but with a provision keeping it from taking effect until after the Olympic season. Also coming into effect in the next quadrennium is the past proposal to allow vocal lyric music in all the disciplines. Coming into effect this season, on the other hand, is a new level 0 with its own base value for technical elements. The proposal to introduce the Grand Prix's reverse order into ISU championships, however, was rejected. Finally, provisional assignments of a number of the 2015 season ISU championships were made, including 2015 Europeans to Stockholm, 2015 Four Continents to Seoul, and 2015 Worlds to Shanghai. China is finally hosting Worlds. For the other news held over from last week, Ibor Spielbond has set up shop at the Novi Ice Arena in Novi, Michigan, about halfway between Arctic Edge and Canton and the Detroit Skating Club in Detroit proper, and at least 2 of the teams he and Marina Zueva shared have followed him there. Madison Chalk and Evan Bates have declared for him, as have Isabella Tobias and Davidis Dagnunius, though the latter called it on their Facebook a long and painful process. Back in Canton, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer have spoken a little more to the Canadian press about what they call a little coaching change that we weren't really expecting, re-emphasizing that while they'd heard something about trouble during their C-week holiday and even been in touch with Zueva a bit, they hadn't had any real idea of what was coming until they returned to Canton. They described sticking with Zueva as a gut decision, Moyer explaining, "We have a very special relationship with Marina. We would have been successful with Igor as well, but we knew the right choice for us was Marina." Also, they haven't decided a thing about next year's programs yet. Meanwhile, Russian writer Artur Werner is claiming Maya and Alex Shibutani actually want to jump ship completely and go to Angelika Krylova and Pascal Carlomengo, but as yet, there's no more reliable source backing that claim up. On the other hand, he did break first, since confirmed news about the state of Nikolai Morozov's group, though by no means all of it. It's good and bad news for Morozov. On the good side, he's working with Daisuke Takahashi again, though apparently in an advisory capacity, Utako Nagamitsu remains his primary coach. With the Japanese skaters performing in Dreams on Ice this weekend in Shin Yokohama, followed by Japanese skating giving out its season's awards, the two of them have had time to pose with their arms around each other on Japanese TV and tell the story. Morozov now talks about how Takahashi was his favorite student and he really regretted the way they split, and he wants to help him win Olympic gold and even thinks he can be a good influence on his other students. He says he contacted him even before Worlds to propose a reconciliation, and Takahashi took time to think about it, but now thinks he could use Morozov's help. He also said this time would be different, as he wouldn't be subordinate to Morozov as he's been in the past. However, his decision has put his plans to get choreographer Laurie Nicol on hold, at least for the moment. Though he says Morozov probably won't choreograph his programs this season either, right now the two of them are not sure who will. All he knows is he intends to do 2 quads in the free. Also on the gain side is Russian ice dance team Ekaterina Pushkash and Jonathan Guerrero, who have left Natalia Linichuk and Gennady Karpanasov for him. On the bad, and possibly even more stunning side, he's lost Miki Yondo, and the word has it, they didn't part on the best of terms either. She is now training in Japan with Yuka Mono, who coached her when she was very young and was the original coach for the Asada sisters as well. Not that Ando is talking much about this during the Dreams on Ice interviews, saying more far, she's still having trouble getting back into competitive training and still isn't entirely sure she'll do the Grand Prix. And her free skate details are a secret for now. She was more interested in talking about her meditation from Thai exhibition while performing her You Must Love Me exhibition in the show. Other skaters, on the other hand, showed some of their competitive skating for next year here. Nurmi Takahashi and Mervyn Tron and Keiji Tanaka did their shorts, and Daisuke Murakami did part of his free skate. Daisuke Takahashi, meanwhile, just stole the show with his Primavera Portina X, while Keiko Suzuki did her new Umbrellas of Shearboard X, and Yuzuru Hanyu did a little costume stripping, but no quads. He did say in the press conference he'll be going for quad toe and salchow both in his free next season, but not in the short. Tatsuki Machida had a longer interview published. He credits much of his development last season to working with Stéphane Lambiel's choreographer, and the two will make another short program together in July, where he says the music is a genre he's never skated to before. He's not saying anything about the long right now. He says his jumps are coming along well, but he's having trouble with the rule changes for spins. He was surprised to get Grand Prix assignments, but hopes to medal there and make the world team, and wants to eventually have a career in shows before coaching. Japan's later events are continuing to release names. The Medal Winners Open has released two more retired names to their lineup, long-retired Frenchman Philippe Candelero and recently retired Finn Laura Lepisto. While the Japan Open the next day has released some of its roster, it's worth noting that Jeffrey Buttle will be competing in both events. All three of his North American teammates for the Sunday event have been announced too. He'll be joined by countryman Patrick Chan and American girls Ashley Wagner and Gracie Gold. Three of the four Team Japan members have also been announced as Takahashi, Suzuki, and Takehiko Kazuka. But for Team Europe, only Alina Leonova has been announced as participating. Speaking of retirements, we had a mildly surprising one announced today from Samuel Contesti. He's lost his training rink at home, the Italian Federation isn't helping him find another one, and at 29, with his wife expecting their second child in October, he doesn't have the motivation for the sacrifice training away from home would entail. He's going to do some teaching and speaks of wanting to give back. The replacement for his two Grand Prix assignments will have to be sorted out next week, of course, but this week we did get our first assignments for the Junior Grand Prix from Slovakia signing their ladies. Three nationals champion, Monika Szymanczykova, and silver medalist Nicole Radzikova, have both received two events. Szymanczykova will compete in Austria and Germany, and Radzikova in Lake Placid in Slovenia. Erika Vitakova, Slovakia's number 4 from the event, will skate in Korsival, while Dominika Murkova, who came in 17th at her 1 Junior Grand Prix last year, will skate in Croatia. To Austria and Slovenia, they will also send either junior national champion Peter Novella or Marko Klepac, who competed in both novice and junior internationally last year. The two skaters will face off for it in an August test skate. The big expected retirement from the ice, of course, were Zhue Shen and Hung Bozhao, and this week they gave the final performances of their 20-year career, going from a too-hot arena and subdued audience in Beijing on Monday to the final end in Shanghai, where after the cumulative program, he kissed her forehead and then they knelt and kissed the ice together. She cried when they spoke to reporters afterwards, reiterating their plans to help train young skaters, Xiao saying, "It took us 18 years to win the Olympic gold medal. I hope it will take less time for us to train new Olympic champions." Though they also want there to be a baby this year, as do their parents. The younger Chinese skaters, up and coming already, provided news of their own. Wen Jingsui and Kong Han, for instance, said in one of the press conferences of the tour that their new short program will be a mambo and their long will be to Chicago. At the show, however, they performed their old flamenco number and new sexy exhibition number. Han Yan confirmed it's his short that's to Tango Jealousy, while his long is to Masquerade. Nan Song, as he skated to Sarah Bond Suite in the show, doesn't even have his new programs yet. He's going to fly to Canada to get them from Jeffrey Buttle, but Zijin Lee debuted her new Dark Eyes short. Yina Kim also performed in Shanghai, and said afterwards she's deciding this summer whether she's really retired or not. She's currently wrapping up her degree and is already talking over her options with those close to her. She has also dropped her lawsuit against the unrepentant Professor Sangming Huang. He is now making comments that the lawsuit's all just another act on her part. She'll probably end up plagiarizing papers, and as a student, it's wrong for her to sue a professor. And clearly, she's having so much trouble coping with the aftermath of success, she needs his book or his counseling. And his point isn't even her, it's how these athletes are getting too much special treatment. The media really isn't making either of them look that good, typically doesn't during these kinds of lawsuits. Yuna's legal representative has declared that since they have nonetheless managed to establish to the media that Yuna is working on her degree while the professor's credibility has been weakened, the rest really isn't worth it. More music news has come from elsewhere. Nathalie Pesha and Fabian Borza announced on Facebook their free dance will have a Rolling Stones theme. In not a similar vein, Cheng Peng and Hao Zhang short, which is reportedly choreographed, has been described as being about common destiny, but no details about actual music, and the bigger news about them is that her back waist injury is now under more control, though they're still being careful, and there is no schedule right now for the preparation of their free skate. Bin Yao has said, however, that he thinks it can be done by mid-September. Actually naming his pieces was Jason Brown, We'll skate a short program next year to the question of You by Prince and be doing yet another Liber Strom-free orchestral version of the music. Rohin Ward has choreographed both programs, and Brown is trying to make his skating more mature, but he's keeping his ponytail. Yet another big show, Skate for Hope, went on this weekend in Columbus, with Rachel Flatt even hosting a seminar Friday to benefit the organization, which will donate its money to the Stephanie Spielman Fund at the Ohio State University James Cancer Center and the Vera Bradley Foundation for Breast Cancer. Other highlights included Emily Hughes, having been 8 when her mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, duetting with an 8-year-old girl whose mother had also been diagnosed with breast cancer, Caitlin Yankowskis and Joshua Reagan making their debut together, and possibly performing their short program, and then teaming up with Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier doing a quartet they'd prepared to sway, while Yankowskis even provided a small amount of help to former Paris competitor Lee Harris, whose mother has also survived breast cancer. Another quartet by Hughes, Flatt, Alexei Gillis, and Emily Samuelson, though the last suffered from the lights failing to go on at one point. She also partnered Todd Gillis for the opening and closing of the show, but they otherwise did not perform together, and it seems they have ended their partnership, if on amicable terms. Some show cast announcements as well. As Alyssa Sisney is officially crossed out of Sun Valley's July 28th show, Evan Lysacek is to join Nathan Chen for the August 18th show, while another cancer research support show, Tribute to Life in Newington, Connecticut on August 11th, has released at least a partial cast. The Hayden Knits, Madison Hubble and Zachary Donahue, Tiffany Weiss and Don Baldwin, Jason Wong, and Melanie Lambert and Fred Polskak. And over in Britain, the Torch Relay continues, and Wednesday saw the Torch go through the hands of 2 skaters. First, it went to Tatiana Navka, who carried it to the small Scottish town of Larbert. Then the evening, it reached Edinburgh and John Kerr. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.